This episode of the Innerhoe Uprising is sponsored by you. That is right. You, all of your Patreon donations, PayPal donations, five-star reviews on Apple and Spotify. Shouts on social media, articles, mentions to your friends, IHU merchandise purchases all make this show possible week in and week out. And for that, we thank you, homies. Welcome to the Innerhoe Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black, non-monogamous, pansexual feminist hoe who lives in New York City, whose pronouns are they, them, she, and her, and who is trying to break record speed in doing their intro. I think that was pretty fast.
I think you're getting to like...
From New York, we be talking fast. Why would I do a fake New York accent when I'm from
New York? You're actually from New York, all you have to do is just speak. Yeah. We from New York. Anyway. And me, my name is Rebecca. I'm the friendly, not so friendly, fat, black, pansexual femme whose life is a series of coincidences that somehow landed her here. And my pronouns are she, her, they, them. And I'm not trying to break any records.
Well done. Do you have butterfly clips in your hair?
I do.
Oh, that's so cute.
Thank you.
And you can only see it on Patreon.
You can. Yeah. Maybe you should... pay for that, y'all.
Exactly. There's no more free YouTube. We shut it down. You cut off. Every episode of the Innerhoe Uprising works like this. Myself and my lovely rotating co-host talk about sex, love, and dating as it pertains to current events in the world, our lives, and yours. And occasionally we hit you with interviews with insightful folks or do deep dive episodes on a topic of our choice. This episode, we're talking about NFT girlfriends. Whatever the fuck that means. I don't know. Rebecca's going to let us know later. Why it's not okay to be mean to your sex partners, unless they enjoy it. Pansexual tortoises and a problematic song from your childhood and much more. We got one in store for you.
I'm excited. And if you would like to follow along with this conversation and this podcast on social media, you could do so by using the hashtag Innerhoe Uprising or tweet us Innerhoe Uprising without the G on Twitter. And we're also on Innerhoe Uprising on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes, we are. All right, let's get into our first segment. And to be honest, a fan favorite and I think a host favorite. Animals do be gay, though.
He humped a male dog. The owner said, "This dog must be gay."
This segment always brings me a lot of joy.
It's gay in the happy way and gay in the we fuck of the same sex kind of way. This segment is the segment where we acknowledge and discuss the diverse sexual and sometimes gender, even though that's not a thing in animals, but whatever, identities of animals. Today, we are talking about Jonathan, the blind, gay, sex-crazed giant tortoise, is now the oldest to have ever lived.
What a life.
There's a lot in that. What a life. What a fucking life. Yeah. We're going to get into it because Jonathan is like that nigga, to be honest. So this story is in Pink News. It's by Lily Wakefield, and it was published on January 28th. All right. So Jonathan, a world famous 190-year-old gay tortoise in St. Helena, has become the oldest tortoise to have ever lived. Is that Washington? Is that where St. Helena is? I'm thinking Mount St. Helens.
Geography is not my thing.
That is, that's a full place. It's a British possession in the South Atlantic Ocean. It's just colonized.
It's an island?
Though. Yeah.
Wow. St. Helena.
I thought it was Mount St. Helens. All right. Has officially become the oldest tortoise to have ever lived. According to the Guinness Book of World Records. Oh, I guess it's not a book anymore.
It's just straight up Guinness World Records. Remember when it was a really big book?
Yes.
I had the green one and it was like holographic and I thought it was the coolest shit in the world.
It was holographic.
It was cool. Yeah. I guess it's not a book anymore. Who would buy it?
I would read the Guinness eBook of World Records.
I would too.
All right. According to the Guinness eBook of World Records, this year, Jonathan will take the title of oldest Chiloinian, a category which encompasses turtles, terrapins, and tortoises. Hmm. According to Jonathan's personal vet, despite his old age and the fact that he is both blind and without a sense of smell, Jonathan still enjoys his three favorite activities, eating, sleeping, and sex.
Jonathan is that dude, son. Like, what?
He's just living a life of pleasure.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what you should do. That's what you should be doing.
It's hedonism in the highest sense. Like,
Exactly.
I'm good.
I love it. Jonathan, who roams free on the grounds of the official residence of St. Helena's governor with three other giant tortoises, made headlines around the world in 2017 when he was accidentally outed.
Accidentally?
Like, was he in the closet?
Yeah, I guess so.
Was he hiding? When his partner, then known as Frederica, went for a checkup for a shell lesion, the vet discovered that the tortoise was in fact male.
Interesting.
Some androgynous vibes from Frederica.
So they didn't know this whole time?
Yeah, I don't know why they never like caught that.
Is this a zoo? Never...
No, it's the residence of the governor of this fucking island that England owns.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It literally just said that, and they just never.
I don't know. Okay. I didn't even know that like four old ass tortoises roam around governor islands.
I don't know if that's a thing that we should know. This is just information that's sitting there, and if you could tap into it, sure, but.
Exactly. Exactly.
They didn't need us to know. They've been doing it for decades, apparently.
Exactly. So Jonathan and the 31-year-old tortoise known now as Frederick, I love that, have been together for 3 decades, and vets say Jonathan's libido shows no signs of slowing down. Did you catch what was odd about that?
Have they been together since they were one?
Jonathan literally robbed the cradle. Jonathan has been fucking with Frederick since Frederick was a 1-year-old tortoise.
But that's weird.
And Jonathan was like 150 years
old. Yeah. I was saying, because he's 190 now, right?
Yes.
And this is tortoises big when they're one? Because I'm thinking like...
Maybe it's like a dog thing where it's okay. Like a puppy that's 1 month old is a puppy and then it's a year old and it's a big ass dog.
Got it.
It's a baby.
Okay.
But, and that's like the whole... point of this segment is like there's diversity across all of the animal kingdom, including like us Homo sapiens, mm-hmm. but also we can't look to what's going on in the animal kingdom to like justify what we're doing as humans, because a 150-year-old person fucking a baby is not okay.
And that's and now you could put that in your pocket for when people want to make like other comments about like, exactly. Oh, well, animals do it, or, you know, because that's the biggest argument.
We nothing but animals, baby.
No, we're a little bit different. Just so
all
you know.
Animals are different. Like eels, nobody even knows how they be fucking, yo.
No one?
They just have. Really? Yeah, I mean, according to TikTok, but you know, I have my issues with TikTok and fucking misinformation. But according to this TikTok, this motherfucker was like, "Hello, this is Sam in the future doing the editing for this episode, and my hunch was true about misinformation in TikTok. It turns out that user was actually sharing a bit of misleading information about how eels reproduce. If you want to learn more about how eels reproduce, I'm going to put a link in the show notes that kind of explains the caveats with that person's TikTok. But yeah, always do your lateral reading, folks. All right, back to the show.
Grain of salt, because TikTok niggas be lying, but all that to say the animals are very different. So yes. Jonathan was getting his rocks off with Frederick at 1 year old.
At 1 year old.
However, Jonathan isn't strictly monogamous and will also have sex with Emma, another tortoise that roams the grounds. So now I don't even know, because like these niggas are not checking genitals. They don't know what the fucking biological sex of these animals are. Is Emma
even
a female tortoise? Yeah. Is Jonathan pansexual?
Jonathan just began getting it in. That's all we know. Exactly. That's all we can say.
Pleasure. Yes. The real hedonist. Then there's David, the fourth tortoise, appears to be the only one rejected by Jonathan. His breath stinks. David. Like, what do you think is wrong with David?
The vibes isn't there. It's just like the vibes isn't there. Like, yo, anything, maybe they're just like bros, you know? Like, I don't have to fuck you. We could just like hang out. Like,
in all my 190 years, you are the ugliest nigga I've ever seen.
What are you even doing here, son? What are you even on these grounds me? I don't even want you, son.
Oh, man. The official website of St. Helena contains an encyclopedic amount of information on Jonathan. This is the one thing that St. Helena has going for them.
Jonathan is their pride and joy.
Exactly. He's like their national fucking mascot.
Because
and shit.
Now I think fondly
know
of
that,
St.
That's
Helena.
A place. Yeah. Now I know.
I know it's
exists.
A place. Yeah. But then when I think about it, I go, oh, that's where Jonathan's at.
That's where Jonathan's at. Yeah. And clarifies that the tortoise's date of birth cannot actually be determined. The giant tortoise was brought to the island in 1882 when he was already around 50 years old. When I say this nigga has lived a life, son. There is no record of the date he hatched, and he could even be up to 200 years old. This nigga's old.
Wow.
I don't even know how they know he could even be up to 200. Like, what's to say he's not 300 years
old? Yeah.
They don't fucking
Maybe know. They're just like, nah, 300 is crazy. Jonathan always been
We never seen a 300-year-old animal.
You just start seeing like photos coming up from like 1780, and it's just Jonathan in the corner over here. He's just always been here.
That's mad fucking funny. He was at like major events. He was like JFK's assassination. And
it's just a freeze frame of a fucking turtle in every corner.
This nigga's the New World Order.
John Wilkes Booth is there, and then you just see Jonathan.
Oh, that's really funny. That's canon funny. Now. Oh, man. Mm. Okay.
We have a morbid sense of humor. Y'all know this. Come on now.
However, due to some misreporting in the media, and we love a good correction, Wikipedia lists Jonathan's date of birth as the 7th of February, 1832, which some have accepted as his de facto birthday. According to St. Helena's website, in 2015, St. Helena independent editor Mike Olson said he rather liked the idea. Which is like, that's nice, but like...
To just make up a birthday?
Yeah, you don't get to say that, though.
Yeah.
Like, you're the editor of this random newspaper.
Yeah. You have to like that. Keep doing that, y'all.
Let's go with that. If Wikipedia says it's his birthday, then we'll give him a birthday, he said.
I don't... You know what?
Misinformation spreads.
I was just about to say, this is a comment on, like, people just saying shit, and then this person just accepted it.
Yeah, why not?
Wait, is this a person from St. Helena? Yeah, they're chill there, man. I don't know. This
nigga is the editor of a random fucking newspaper in St. Helena. I don't even know how he has the authority to say this. Like, what the fuck? Okay. All right. Olson then explained, have a word with, what the fuck? Did I cut something? Whatever. Joe Hollins, the vet who hand feeds Jonathan once a week and rubs his neck to help the food go down. That is cute. I'm just like so confused by that sentence, but that is cute. Oh, did you ever see that? It's a video of like somebody who works in either a sanctuary or a zoo cuddling with tigers while they're sleeping.
No.
These animal niggas are like,
they're in it.
Nice and brave people.
Animal niggas are obsessed with animals. Like you can tell them shit.
Exactly. They like love these niggas.
They
like,
do.
OD. Like the real definition of love. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll give him a piece of lettuce with a candle.
Aw, that's so cute. That's so cute.
Olson added that Jonathan would only be given a single candle because 183 candles on a piece of lettuce would look ridiculous. That's the end.
Olson is kind of funny. This guy's kind of funny. I don't know. He felt good about that one.
Funny too. All right, well, that's today's Animals Do Be Gay, though. Yay. Let's get into some other shit. Let's get into Fuck That, our current event segment. What the fuck is this shit? Because I'm scared.
All right, y'all. So this actually came up while I was walking, because I'd just be watching YouTube. That's all I do. This came up and somebody was just chatting about like NFTs and like what they are. We're not going to get into that. I'm not getting into that because if I try, it's going to be wrong. Okay. But you know what an NFT is. If you're not,
I can put a link to a good podcast episode that explains what they are.
Good.
I'll put that in.
If you guys want to know, of course. Of course.
Exactly.
But obviously with new technology, there's going to be just different ways to go about things. Right. So apparently,
like ball,
yeah. So apparently, Baldo. Baldo was a thing. There's a need. They're going to fill it. Exactly. So now we have NFT girlfriends. Okay. Why? Why does
this
exist?
I can't fathom what it means still.
I got you. So according to a Vice article called People Have Spent More Than $1 Million on NFT Girlfriends by Gita Jackson. It was written on October 25th, 2021. So there are apparently two prominent markets for NFT girlfriends. There's bull market girlfriends and meta girlfriends. It's just like where you go get your girlfriends, right? So let's talk about bull market girlfriends first. It's a recently launched NFT collection, and it comes in a variety of genres. So like names of girlfriends, right? It's beauty queen girlfriend, devilish girlfriend, good girl girlfriend, or even an alien girlfriend. Initially, they were based on real women, but when the project expanded, one of the people who like are doing it, they're an artist. Their name is Christina K, and she goes by Chris K online, and her husband Martin Lavoie. I'm not good with French. I'm not. And don't shame me for that. But regardless, his name is Martin. I know that the girlfriends became amalgamations of different people. So in some cases, there's a collaboration with Lindsay Lohan that they did. They are still based on girlfriends, but more now it's just like an amalgamation of different people. And they said that they share their revenue with the people that they do associate it with. Like if it's Lindsay Lohan, they'll give her money for it. And you can't sell the licensing rights to the image of that person specifically.
Does Lindsay Lohan know that she's getting money for this? Like, is that actually happening, or are they just?
Yeah. It's a collab. It's like an actual collab, not like oh yeah, Lindsay's totally fine with this, but they just took a whole bunch of that as an actual collaboration.
Because a lot of NFT stuff is like that, like niggas just be like stealing shit from actual artists, and
that's true. Yeah.
But okay,
it would be wild if they just like boldly did that in a Vice article though. Like they were just like, yeah, you know, fuck it, we took Lindsay Lohan's picture, we're not gonna do anything about it.
Niggas yeah. be wilding. But okay, yes,
so basically they kind of acknowledge that the idea that a project where you buy and sell women and it's explicitly framed as romantic partners feels kind of weird in terms of crypto culture or culture in general. But they say that bull market girlfriends has its roots in the long held artistic tradition of drawing portraits of women. This is a direct quote from Chris and Martin. Mm-hmm. It says the project is led, designed, and executed by a woman. Beautiful women have always been the subject of art since cave drawings. They are inspiring. This is not meant to be diminutive, but empowering. Okay. That was cute, but I don't know about that one. According to Chris and Martin, despite not having any strong ties to the NFT community, Bull Market Girlfriends has grown exponentially with each new drop. Of the available works on OpenSea, the least expensive girlfriend, number 14, is available for the low price of 6.5 ETH, or around $25,000. The works are also available on a daily raffle on the Bull Market Girlfriends Discord channel for a discounted price.
Jump in for a second?
What I want to hear. Are still here.
What the fuck are they talking about? Why is this happening? Why is this a thing that exists? But just like, I don't know if you like this is in your notes, but so ETH is Ethereum, which is a kind of cryptocurrency or whatever.
It was not in my notes, but please.
I have some. Sorry, I do. I also have some Bitcoin.
God. Okay.
But like I didn't do my due diligence in like researching how bad cryptocurrency was before I bought them. So it was really just like
in terms of validity, or like in terms of like, what do you mean bad?
I'm gonna get into it.
Oh, got it.
But like I just wanna retire one day. I wanna be able to like not work fair. For the rest of my life. And like you put your money into investments so that it grows, and then you have it later instead of it being like a dollar when you put in $100.
Yeah.
So yeah, but like Ethereum and like all cryptocurrency, for example, but specifically Ethereum, and this is why a lot of people have issues with NFTs, because they are transferred on the Ether blockchain or whatever, is so bad for the environment.
Oh.
Like it's like, I forget what the number is, so like grain of salt, don't quote me, but it's like, Hey, this is Future Sam again, back with the fact check, because the fact that I was about to say was not a true fact. But as of March 21st, 2022, one Ether transaction is the equivalent to the power consumption of an average U.S. household over about 9 days. And the annual total carbon footprint of Ethereum is equivalent to that of Serbia and Montenegro. The total power consumption is equivalent or comparable to that of the Netherlands. As according to digeconomist.net, and I'm going to put the link in the show notes. Okay, back to the show.
Yeah, it's something wild. It's something fucking ridiculous. Like, it is not good. Like, this is not good. And the reason why I didn't know that was happening, but I knew that cryptocurrency, because, like, you have to mine the fucking
coins or whatever, and that's why it's like scarcity, and that's like how money works, like how regular money is like backed off of like either the government says it's good or like the amount of gold in the fucking earth or whatever, blah blah.
Yeah.
So I knew that like electronic transactions were happening and that it was like not the best for the environment, but I specifically bought Ethereum because I heard that they were trying to like go green. And why the fuck did I believe capitalists, bro? But yeah.
Yeah, we're going green.
Yeah. And like I think that's something that's been in the works for like years now with them. So I don't even think that they're I don't know. But yeah, so I hate this. That's what I wanted to say. And then also like, oh yeah, we're really this is like what this was last year, but like what me and Rob talked about last year for International Women's Day, like how it's not a girl boss holiday and like the point is not to just be like, oh, women, heart. Like, I feel like this thing
exactly.
Is like, oh yeah, we're being nice to women. We're like expressing how beautiful we think they are, but like there's women in Africa and fucking all these places that are being affected by climate change right now. Shit, here in America, places that are being affected by climate change right the fuck now. Who are like pushed into like survival sex work because they can't farm anymore and shit like that, or like lose their housing. I was just reading an article in this local publication called The City about this woman who like was pushed out of her Coney Island apartment during Sandy, and Hurricane Sandy was in 2012, and she's never been able to find an apartment ever again. She's been in and out of shelters for the past 10 years. Like, that is the effects of, like, what this shit is. Like, this is not doing anything to help actual women anywhere.
Yeah. So don't even put, like, don't even put that label on her or try and make it into something, like, poetic or some shit like that when it's really just, like, you just niggas trying to make some money, nigga.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, like, as it turns out, the idea of a blockchain-linked girlfriend has legs. To date, the collection has made $1,424,000 in trade volume on the NFT marketplace OpenSea. Chris and Martin told Motherboard that they believe that this growth was only possible because of NFTs and the community surrounding them, which they say removes a lot of the friction of a traditional art market. Do kind of respect bull market girlfriends, even though it sucks because we just talked about like there's a fakeness to the fact that like you're not actually being authentic and saying like, oh, we're helping women and this is just like the Renaissance period. No, you're not doing that. But because then if that was the case and just like label it like art like everyone else is doing, you're specifically doing a girlfriend bit so that it appeals to a certain market of people. So the reason why I said I respect that is because at least they try and put like a little bit of a bow on it and they're like, oh, we're doing it for, you know, the greater artistic expression. So meta girlfriends on the other hand. Okay.
I was like, what you're saying is the next thing is going to be horrible.
Your meta girlfriend doesn't give a fuck about that, huh? So, meta girlfriends. So this was actually meta girlfriends. NFTs are the saddest new trend for lonely crypto bros is the name of the article on stealthoptional.com. It was written by Lewis White and written January 24th, 2022. Mm-hmm. So a report. This was reported by Mel Magazine. Meta Girlfriends NFTs is designed to represent the mature side of NFT art. Currently, there are 1,642 NFTs available out of their planned 10,000 total. These pieces randomly generate a girlfriend using 600 traits across 20 categories to guarantee each one comes with a unique personality. And when I was watching a YouTube video, I remember the person saying, you know what else has a unique personality? Actual fucking people, so you don't have to do this. So on the surface, these girlfriends appear to be females characters that have jumped out of the 2000s flash art era. They are kind of they're randomly generated and they're not good like looking. They're just like
so many NFTs are
if
ugly.
You think about 2000s, yeah.
Yeah.
Like they have this monkey, this gorilla one, I think, that like a lot
Bored
of celebrities
ape.
Are buying.
Bored ape,
oh, yeah. There you go. Ape. I said everything but ape. But yeah, so they have those and like celebrities are really buying into them. It's just like the same shit with like different hats on. And I was like, are you serious?
I hate that too. Fucking Serena Williams' husband, the guy who co-founded Reddit, is like really into them. And one time Serena Williams posted her fucking Bored Ape NFT and I was like, please don't do this to me.
Oh God.
Please don't do this.
Well,
yeah.
in the same spirit, they're just like, they, some of them have like dresses on, some of them got swimsuits. They just have random accessories on them, but it's really just like flash art. So this is how the Meta Girlfriend NFTs will look for anyone who can see like someone else's crypto wallet. That's what it looks like. But for the person who owns the virtual woman, there's a more explicit version that's unlocked. So one of the NFTs are invited to a member. The owners of the NFTs are invited to a members only area of the product's website. And in this area, customers can look at unclothed versions of their own girlfriend. That's right. It's all laid bare outside.
Because I am fucking disgusted up in here, bro. What the fuck is this shit? This is fucking flash art porn.
I just don't get it.
It's bad.
So yeah, after you make that purchase, you get a little naked flashcard in your wallet there. The idea of purchasing a girlfriend is one, and then it's funny because both articles also say the same thing about it being like, this could be something weird and we're aware of that. And this one says, just like marrying a robot wife, it's the weird objectification of fictional characters that is even weirder with NFT enthusiast obsessions with ownership. The ownership obsession is part of the charm with Meta Girlfriends. The more the user holds on to their girlfriend, the more explicit content is unlocked. However, if a user breaks up with their NFT, the new user will have to re-earn the NSFW content.
Yes. I have a question.
So that's, sure.
What is it? The more explicit content is unlocked. So like, is it like a strip tease? Like, oh, I'm a show.
I think, yeah. It's like a slow strip. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it also could have been like, oh, this is her like
different positions and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, from what I see, and like, cause I've seen a fully nude one. From what I've seen, it's just like the same thing, and they just take off accessories and stuff.
Wait, how did you see the fully nude one? I thought it was members only. You bought it.
So exactly, how did I see it? Because there's a Discord where people would just show off their NFTs to each other. Apparently, like a Meta Girlfriend one, and this person decided to show off their new girl because, you know, maybe they're into stuff like that. I don't know, but
was it at all tantalizing to you?
It was cute. Because, like, she had more tattoos on her. Like, the dress that she was wearing was, like, fully covering herself. And then when you take it, like, I guess when you take off the dress, it's, like, tattoos that were, like, interesting and, like, bush. And I was like, okay, cool. He didn't just, like, but it's, like, the same body shape and the same thing. So it's not, like, okay, breaking any ground or doing anything spectacular. Right. And I could probably literally Google something in the same vein and be all right. Actually, I probably could Google a whole cartoon that has been fully fleshed out of porn over that. But you could just watch about ownership. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. I see. I'm looking at a naked one right now.
Yeah, there you go. See, apparently people are just sharing them. Or maybe that's like how they show off like a demo or something to kind of like entice people to buy it. But either way, yeah. I mean, it's worse because like I just Googled that, but it's about the ownership, and clearly that's like something that they lean into.
I mean, but that's another thing, right? Like about NFTs, like you don't own the image. Like that's not. You just own the
the rights to it?
No, not at all. Like 0%. Like 0%. You don't own the rights to it. You own the space on the blockchain that links out to the image. But that link can always be changed to something else. So like, you can just change, like a picture of a water bottle, a picture of a dog. Like they can just do that. So yeah.
This like, is silly.
NFTs are nothing. NFTs.
This is silly.
It's just a really, really bad product of capitalism. Like that's where we are right now. Yeah.
And we're watching it happen and we're just like, yeah. Exactly. And then like there's this new thing that every couple of like commercials is like, our new future will be online. And like your online avatar is going to be mean more than like your real life. I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
Exactly.
When did you guys decide this was going to be a thing? And why are you trying to sell this?
They saw their profits. They saw like the trajectory of their profits couldn't keep going up because things can only grow so much. So now it's like,
we got to create a brand new category that no one wants.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, apparently people do want it, so I can't say anything. But I guess final thoughts is just like the general sentiment is like in your gut is kind of like, this is just weird. This is cringy. Mm-hmm. But it fits right kind of close to like the sex robot thing with me, where it's just like, it's interesting because I'm like, if there could be some like positive things where, I don't know, I guess when I think about the ownership part, it makes it not fun.
Yeah.
When I think about like, oh, you know, when I was not, I was a teenager, but like I used to like do flash games and dress ups and like, oh yeah, you know, I don't know, pretend I was like my boyfriend or my girlfriend, but I was a child. So as an adult, I don't know, like maybe that's like something like psychologically could help somebody who feels lonely or, you know. I'm trying. I do try and spin something into a positive.
I appreciate you trying to spin it into a positive. I do think like there is like a loneliness issue in this country and stuff. Well, sex robots to me like have an actual function. I don't know if these have a function. I don't know if anybody's like jerking off to them or like developing some sort of deep attachment to them or anything like that. But if that is your lack, I don't think that NFT bros are like the solution that's needed. So like, for example, the lack right now is that we don't have sustainable transportation, right? Like fucking fossil fuels, cars are too much, traffic is wild. The response to that lack could be electric vehicles, but it's not a very good response because electric vehicles are also like an extractive industry. Like right now, people are like fucking exploiting cobalt miners in the DRC for the shit that makes the batteries for electric vehicles. Right. Like that doesn't need to be the solution. Like it could just be like, make trains better, yo. Like make buses better.
No, for real, though. Yeah. So, and they're creating another category where it's just like, but that's not what we asked for.
Exactly.
What are you doing? That's so much more money than just fixing what we have here.
Yeah, exactly. That is how I feel about if this were to be like, there's a lot of different ways to address like the loneliness issue. And I don't think fucking transaction that generates the amount of energy of a small country is a good solution to that.
You're right. And that's why I like having these conversations with you, because when I'm like, but they're trying, you're like, nah.
It's good actually, that you see the empathy though.
Yeah.
You're asking good questions.
I try. Yeah. And you're great. But yeah, that's NFT girlfriends. If you have an NFT girlfriend, if you're thinking about getting it after you heard of this, don't be ashamed. I just want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah,
because I'm excited for you.
Yeah, exactly. Please write.
Also, if you have that kind of money,
why don't you donate?
Yeah, actually, that money. Like, don't give it to NFT girlfriend. I'll be your fucking NFT girlfriend. Okay, so stop playing.
Okay, well, up next, we're talking about why it's not okay to be mean to your sex partners unless they enjoy that, and the return of a fan favorite segment. But first,
do you want to kick it with your favorite fat black pansexual? And I guess my new boo off the air? Whoa!
Shit. You're having a whole Patreon
party. I am. Yeah, I'll be hosting a Zoom hangout with our patrons on Thursday, March 24th at 10 p.m. And I'll have Alaric in tow for some added company and fun. And it should be fun. You guys have fun with me, I hope, anyway. And then, you know, be an extra person. He's all right sometimes. But so for the low of $2 a month, you can support your favorite queer, black, feminist-led sex podcast and have access to weekly content, hangouts, and resources that we put up for you on Patreon. If you're not down with that and you still want to support monetarily, you can hit up our PayPal. Links to both the Patreon and the PayPal are in the show notes.
Yes, indeed. All right, so
today, oh my god, what is that? Oh my god, what is that?
Up next, we have Fuck Is This? It is a moment to discuss, rant about, or laugh at the nonsense in the realm of sex, love, and or dating. This one I put in because it actually was an interaction that we had on Twitter.
Okay.
I'll chat for you. Before we came back from break, this person, I won't call them out or whatever, it's not beef or anything like that, but they retweeted this video. And with the retweet, they said, "This is the wrong side of an at Innerho Uprising podcast story. Don't be this guy. I agree with Shorty, sending him home." All right. So, okay.
I wasn't talking to anybody. So she was the first woman that I talked to. So my area, really sensitive. We're about to do the deed. I get like 4 strokes in. Finish. She goes, "Did you just?" Okay. And I'm like, Yeah, I just, my bad. I'm sorry. Give me like 15, 20 minutes. We can go again. Swear to God, she goes, I'll give you 10 minutes. It's 11:50. Oh. You got till 12 to do something. In my head, I'm like, oh, snap. Oh, she's no. really timing me. Hey, excuse me. You mind if I hydrate? You got some water in the fridge or whatever? She's like, yeah, I have bottled water if you want some. So I go to the fridge in her kitchen. We're in her room, by the way, just for some detail. So I go to the kitchen. The door's not closed. I hear her while I'm going to the kitchen or while I'm in the kitchen. I hear her murmur under her breath, fucking useless. Now I'm nervous, people. I'm scared that I just heard her call me useless. Paused.
What you got to say? Yeah.
I hate this.
Me too.
I hate this.
And it's not even over for context. There's another minute left. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to... Oh, man. Okay, so I don't know if I should save it till the end, but I was watching another TikTok that felt like the same thing, where it's just like shaming people with penises about like mm-hmm. not getting it or like having an orgasm because they're right. having a good time. Exactly. Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand it. And I hate it. I hate it so much.
It's toxic masculinity played out by women.
Basically. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And like, I've seen that effect on the effect that it has on people with penises when they're just like, I'm so like so apologetic. And I'm yeah. like, you like what? And it's like such a trauma response because they feel like they fucked up. And I'm mm-hmm. like, you're fine. Like we're having a good time. I have yeah. a good time.
That's what your body does.
So it's exactly. just like, yeah, I hate this. I hate this.
Your dick is in my pussy and yeah. your ass.
We're having a you're good
gonna
time.
Come. Yeah, you're
going to Yeah, bro.
You're going to have a sexual release.
That means it's part of the fun. That's a little, you know, it's a little creamier. I don't know. We're just having right. a good time. That's it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hate this. I hate this. Right. But we didn't even finish, so it's worse.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Let's push play. All right. Hold on.
So I chug the water bottle as fast as I can. I go back in the room. She's on her phone, people, which is not a good sign whatsoever after you do the deed. We go for round two. And I swear to God, I might have gotten like 5-6 strokes in. Finished again.
He's having a good time.
And he's having a great time. I'm trying to like defend myself. And I'm like, hey, listen, man, it's just been a really long time. Like, give me, like, another 10 minutes and, like, I'll be ready again. Because, like, it's been a very long time. So, I'm, like, always ready to go. I can do this all night. Dead ass. This woman looked me dead in my retinas. Straight face and everything. And she goes, why would I give you another 10 minutes when I can have another guy here in 10 minutes to finish a job that you couldn't do? I was...
The nigga was too stunned to speak.
And to make matters worse, she goes, I messaged him while you were getting water. He's actually going to be here in 10 minutes, so you got to go before he gets here. So I get my stuff, embarrassed, not saying anything. I go to the door, and I'm like, wow, I have no clue how to get to my car from here. So I'm like, hey, you mind walking me or something? I don't know how to get to my car.
That's where the video stops. I hope he got to his car, yo. Yeah. Do you have additional thoughts? I'm sure.
But wait, why would this person tweet us and say?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like.
Is that? I don't think know. That we are.
Yeah, and that's kind of that was like kind of disturbing to me. Like I saw this over the weekend when I was the weekend that they posted it. Like I saw it while I was visiting my boyfriend, and I was like, I can't respond to this initially. Because I get really mad really fast and I have to like
spend time with, a couple minutes.
I have to spend time within myself to like not be an asshole because I can, but I don't like to be. So yeah. I responded 4 days later. And I said, I'm not sure what you mean by an IHU pod story, but speaking for myself, I didn't want to show you guys this because I thought it was so silly. I would never do this. That was really mean. One, I don't believe in being mean to sex partners. Two, I would simply ask my partner to continue to pleasure me in non-penetrative ways or penetrate me with like a toy or their fingers.
But
I wouldn't ask for that. But yeah, I just don't get... I think that like she was like horrible to this person for no reason.
Like,
and that's not,
the worst I've ever thought of. That's like a horrible thing to do to somebody.
Yeah, it is.
In a sexual situation.
It's extremely mean. And sex is like so vulnerable. So why would you do that? One, so you're just like not a very nice person. But two, like, if you're trying to, like, have a pleasurable experience, like, there's, like, the honey, like, vinegar kind of thing with bees. Like, why would you be mean to the person who, like, you're trying to fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make him feel good about himself and sexy and turned on and stuff. So I'm getting, and then calling someone else is just like.
Does she hate this man? Does she, because that's the only thing that I could think of. Like, this seems like you hate this person. So why are you having sex?
Why are you having sex?
Unless it's hate sex. But then it's like, damn, he doesn't seem like he was a part of it. So
yeah.
Does he know that she hates him?
Yeah.
I mean, knows now.
And then, like, the first time I watched this, I was like, either she, like, never has sex or something like that. Like, I don't even. And then, like, okay, yes, sure. I think you're one of these people. Some people with vaginas get off solely through vaginal penetration. But most people don't, yo. So you're just, like, going that hard. Don't. It's, like, it's literally most people.
For what?
It's, like, a 90-10 kind of thing.
I was just about to say, for you not to even be doing the part that's going to make you feel the best anyway.
I don't even get it. Like, were you even trying to have a pleasurable experience? Or were you just trying to, like, play out the role of what you think is, like, oh, yeah, you know, city girls, we up. Like, what were you trying to do?
It's got to be the latter. Yeah.
And then that he'll be here in 10 minutes thing? Like, that felt like a lie.
Why was that guy so ready? Exactly. Why was that guy so ready? Like, does he live next door? Because then it's like, okay, he gave himself some time. But, like, if I kind of, like,
go and be there in 10 minutes?
Yeah, like, that's really fast. I can't
put my clothes on in 10 minutes and, like, be, like, showered and shit and, like, ready for sex.
That guy was already going to come. And it's okay if you push the time forward, but, like, don't make it seem like it's his fault. You were already going to meet up with that person.
Yeah.
They had to have been dressed. If not, maybe they're showering. There's a lot of things, but it's just, like, you had. I hate. Like, this is actually something that, like, I've been meaning to talk about on the show. Mm-hmm. And, like, maybe in the future it'll be something where it's just, like, hey, this is how erections work. And this is, like, why sometimes things don't work the way that you assume that they're supposed to. Right. Based off of nothing. Right. It's just, like, I don't know. I just be thinking to myself, like, I always think about how fast I reach an orgasm. And I was, like, if I had a penis, I'd probably be coming just as fast. So it's just, like, yeah, sorry, my bad. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like a whole mental thing. It's like a whole mental thing.
It's a whole thing.
That, like, I've asked and been like, so what's the process? It's like, literally, more often than not, they're not even fully enjoying it, because fully enjoying it means I have to come. So it's just like, ugh, they're already doing so much work. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Please. Yeah. Why does sex have to be that centered around
performance?
Yeah.
Like, specifically a specific kind of performance.
Exactly. Because it's not even pleasure. Because if it was just solely like, I get my rocks off through being penetrated, why don't you have a big ass dildo, bitch? This nigga's gonna fuck me with the dildo.
Because I'd have been more impressed by that if you're like, don't worry, I got it. And you pulled a fucking 2-feeter out your drawer. Like, yeah, okay, you bout this shit. My bad. I can't compete with that. But you're not even.
But we can have a good time together with that, right? Like, it's not even like a, yo, it's like nigga, it's like a cis men versus sex toys. It's like,
yeah.
It should be a part of a process. Like, it's an integrated experience. Like, it's an experience between two people, not like, man, this nigga came.
Has this person listened to our show?
So did they just tag a random podcast? Weird. That was really weird. I don't know why you think that about us.
Yeah,
and then
I
responded and they never responded back.
Yeah.
If you're listening, yo, what's good?
What
the fuck do you think we're kind of offended?
Like, we be saying shit, but like we like people.
It's
you know?
Been
we
seven
like people with
penises. Years.
We like penises. And like that comes with respect.
It's been 7 years. Exactly.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, I have never. I've literally actually never done that in my whole life.
In real life, so I know damn right I didn't do it on the show.
Say
like
it,
in real life, I'd be on some like, yo, don't worry, I got you. You know, soft and all. So let's not act like that. You know what I mean? Like, nah, that's not even, I'm not claiming that.
Right.
No,
and then some people were like, oh, he should have got to eating instead of drinking water. Yo. It's fine to fucking take breaks,
just
bro.
Get to take some water, but
yeah, it's fine to like walk out, take breaks, come back. Like, do you niggas just like live off of what you see in porn? Like, shut the fuck up. Like, I don't think you're even having
good
sex.
Y'all don't be having fun. I was gonna say, y'all don't be having fun when you have sex.
Like, do you like you these know, people? Do you like yourself?
Like, do y'all not have fun?
Exactly.
I don't know.
But then also, what was the other thing? I'm not like that jazzed about eating your pussy if you're like, oh, Like, right,
like
right after
you're
I come,
not a great person.
You shame me. Yeah.
But he did go, I mean, at the, like, obviously, I feel like, not obviously, I feel like in this particular moment, he might have been jazzed to do it because he was, like, running to go get some water and then, mm-hmm. like, you know, trying his best and, like, kind of appeasing.
And then he heard her in the other room saying, useless. So, like, I would have loved if I was the person. Also, like, honestly, like, cis men, have standards for yourself too, yo. Like, everybody have standards and boundaries for yourself. If your sexual partner is, like, shaming you for your performance, go. Get the fuck, because that's not, that's also not a fun person to have sex with. Like, leave the situation. I agree with Shorty sending him home. What the fuck?
Don't tag us in that. I'm sorry.
Please.
That's
like, that, you know, when, like, you're playing with your boyfriend or whatever, like, wrong bitch, like, wrong podcast, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are others. It's not this one. All right. Let us move on from that into, honestly, some other, like, toxic heteronormativity, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Hey, ain't nobody trying to hear that bullshit.
But we're getting into Fuck Is That Sound. This is the analysis of horny and or problematic songs about sex, love, and dating from yesteryear. Today, we are doing Where My Girls At by 702. Me and Rodeca had this pre-episode production call. Rodeca had no idea why I would propose such a song. So let's just get into it. I'm just going to read the lyrics.
Because I know the song.
The song starts with, see, he's my property.
Ah, oh, damn. Speaking of property. No.
I was like, how do you not know? It's the first line. It's the first, like, the first line is bad, son. And it gets worse.
You know what it is? I can remember the, like,
the
and
chorus. That,
and then chorus is, where my girl's at from the front. And then that's it. That I don't remember, like, the words. So, I didn't even know. I don't even know what 702 is. I always thought it was Destiny's Child, always. So, there you go.
Okay. We're operating in different areas, right?
Different.
Right, so, entirely. See, he's my property, not love, not how bell hooks define love, not healthy. Don't do that. Next line. And any girl that touch, I might just call your bluff, because I don't give up. Yeah. So did the girl touch or not? Because I don't even understand.
No, it's the idea for touching him.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Okay. And then we go into, who are you to call myself? Oh, I'ma wish you well, because any girl that tried has failed. Ooh. How did she get your number? Your nigga gave it to her. So he's cheating, bro. He's cheating. Because any girl that tried has failed.
Wait.
Go ahead.
This is a timely thing.
Okay.
Was there phone books at this time?
I don't think cell phones were in there. That was landlines.
So, I used to find people in the phone book.
Their cell phones?
Oh, wait. You think cell phones were? Oh, she said her.
Who are you to call my cell?
Damn,
exactly.
Dang.
You are very empathetic.
You see how I be trying, son? I be like, but maybe she looked on the phone. I be trying.
And then, because any girl that has tried has failed. Honestly, like, you're the fucking monogamous in chief. Not monogamous, but serial. What would you call it?
Serial monogamous. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not even a serial monogamous. Like a serial
serial committed relationship
person.
My last
two relationships have not been monogamous. So
serial committed relationship person. Do that. Oh, yes. But also you're non-monogamous. I'm just like, do that many girls try? Like, every girl is on your nigga's dick like that. So I know he's cheating. He's giving them a reason he's welcoming them in.
I'd like to think that I've been with some pretty attractive people.
You have?
I'd also like to think that I'm a pretty attractive person myself. And it's never like a bitch is like calling me. I've never had a bitch call me up on some like, I'm trying to get your man. Because I'm like, well, it depends on the relationship. Like, you trying to get me too? But no, this is not what this is about at all. I don't know why I even went on that. It's not what this is about. No, I have never had somebody beat down my door ever. And
let alone
like, hey.
Multiple people.
And let alone multiple people, and then let alone call my cell phone.
That's wild. Never. Your nigga's cheating, bro. That's how she got the number. His phone was at her crib. She looked in the phone. She saw wifey. Where my girl's at, from the front to back. What this is a
classic tale of someone looking silly while her man is playing her.
That's literally what it is. All right, the chorus. Put one hand up. Can you repeat that? Trying to take my man. See, I don't need that. So don't play yourself. Yes.
And that is it. What? Yo, that's so funny because I know that, but like it doesn't resonate as words.
Because I think you were probably like, where my girl's at from the front. Like it sounds like it's a sister anthem, but it's really a I hate other bitches anthem.
It sounds like a unity song.
It's really a I hate other bitches anthem.
So is the where my girl's at like we gonna fuck this bitch up?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Those are the girls in question. Exactly. Bad friends. Because your real friend would say, yeah, go ahead.
I don't know why immediately I was thinking about that Monica line where it's like, kick down your door and smack your chick. Just to tell you, and I never understood why everybody was like, wait, why are you going to his house to fuck up his bitch?
Exactly.
And we all, and that's like the best part because the beat drops and you're just like, but it's no, what?
It had my sister.
You gathering the ladies
up,
to fuck people up? Again, don't think this is some shit. Like, I agree with Monica because clearly y'all don't be listening to the show. We do not condone this. It's not okay. All
right? Right. Because no. I was going to say, like, a good friend would just be like, yo, your nigga is cheating. Like, he's a serial cheater. Leave him. We don't need to go fuck this girl up. Like, what is your problem?
I've never
son?
Understood going after the girl when a nigga cheats. I've never understood it.
So in elementary school, people would like sing this song. Mm-hmm. And I always felt really uncomfortable about it. I was always like, I wouldn't do that. I was like, I don't want to fight other girls.
I don't at all.
It's a bop though. Like it goes. Yeah. Oh, fun fact. Missy Elliott wrote this. That's like the Serena Williams NFT thing. It hurts my feelings.
Missy, what's going on
with these two guys too?
But she was just trying to write a bop. I mean, I get it, but like, yeah, fair. She was just trying to write a bop.
All right, let me do the two verses. Hey, 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 don't you violate me, cause I'ma make you hate me if you decide to mess with my eye. I don't know how that's how it goes. I just kind of lost the rhythm.
That was
chop
good.
You down to size and make you realize you done messed up this time. And then it goes into the whatever the chorus again. You must learn the rules. Don't come close to anything that belongs to me. He is mine, my property. So you must leave. Yeah, I don't know how the melody goes, but yeah, you have to leave.
You have to
so
leave.
She pulled up.
Why is she there? Exactly. I'm going to say she's there
how
now.
How does she know where you live? Because your nigga's cheating. He bought her there. He's fucked her in your bed, bro. Dump him. Dump him. Like, not even advocating violence. Don't fight either of them. Kick him out. What the fuck is your problem? A couple more notes before we end the show. This came out April 1999. It was on the Billboard charts. It topped right next to No Scrubs. Like, that's your contemporary. No Scrubs is like the ultimate, like, hold these niggas accountable anthem.
Yeah.
And you out here fighting other women, son.
That's weird.
Fun fact, TLC was offered this song and they said no.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Why do you think they probably said no? Because that's not at all what TLC was about.
I think that's it. Because RIP to Left Eye, and she shouldn't have did it. But like when her nigga was giving her issues, she burned down his house.
His house. His house.
Not that we condone that.
Not that you know. His house. Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, 702, man. I don't know. I don't know, girls.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. My girls are not here. Not like that.
We don't
don't
do
show
that.
Up for me like that.
We don't condone owning people's property. This has been an episode of just like all the things that we just don't do here.
In case you had us fucked up. In case you had us fucked up, allow me to reintroduce myself. We are the hoes. Okay.
We be talking shit. Right?
Not like that.
But not like that.
All right. Any other comments before we wrap up?
Nah.
Okay. Well, if this episode made you laugh, helped you learn something, made you feel good, made you question yourself in a good way, or positively moved you in any sense, please leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And let everyone you know that you love these hoes. We appreciate all of you.
And if you would like to follow us on social media, you can do so at Innerhoe Uprising without the G on Twitter, Innerhoe Uprising on Instagram and Facebook, and you can head to innerhoeuprising.com to pay a hoe or cop some merch. And if you'd like to follow me specifically, you can at The Darkest Timeline on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. I'm Slam Red on Instagram and Twitter. Have a lovely motherfucking week because you deserve to.
Bye.